All right, real quick, people, before we get into today's show, we've just released a new course, Periodization for Periods, all around how to train women around their monthly cycle, and we've got it on special. If you're interested, click the link in the show notes.
You are now listening to the Fitness Education Online Podcast, the podcast where fitness professionals go to grow their fitness business. If you're in the fitness industry, you'll find tips and strategies from proven business experts. Now, let's start the show.
Hey, it's Lauren from Fitness Education Online here. Excited to bring our special guest, David Mifsud, in today. David is a very successful PT and business owner. He owns two studios. So you've got the Body Shapers and the Day One Training and Transformation Project. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. And you also run a really amazing teenage boys program. So I'd love to touch on that later on, but I'd just like to say thank you for joining us.
That's okay. Always good to help and share some stuff that will help some people.
Excellent. Excellent. Yes, it will. So first, I'd just like to start with, you've got a pretty incredible fitness journey. So obviously we know that one of the great things about this industry is that it does draw in people from all different walks of life. So I'd love to touch on your journey first. So how did you get started in fitness, David?
Yeah, for sure. Mine's the cliche, kind of went through the transformation myself and then just wanted to give that to others and just fell in love with it because of the, you know, what it did for my own life. Pretty much from the age of, I would say, 8, I had the awareness that I was like the bigger kid in school. I still remember a day in, I think it was year 2, and me and some of the other boys were like pulling up our shirt, like looking at everyone's stomachs and, oh, you got a 4-pack or you've got a little 2-pack or 6-pack or something. I pull mine up and some kid goes, you've got a keg, and you know, a bit of laughter, and that's a true story. And that was like when my heart sank at that moment, and I can still remember. And that was like the first time I was like, hang on a minute, like something wrong with me. And so pretty much from that point on, and kind of that was year 2, I was always just very self-conscious about my body, and I wasn't morbidly obese, but big enough to notice it. And then once I had that realization, I think I always had a bad self-image after that. I always thought I was almost bigger than I was. Even though I played sports and was fairly good at sports, I was the least fit kid in the team and stuff. And it really hit me hardest in high school, an age where your self-esteem is really challenged and you're trying to socialize with other people and girls become more interesting and all that stuff. And so that was when it really started to weigh me down, pardon the pun, but like it really took a hit to my confidence, my overall self-esteem. I just hid away, to be honest. I just didn't want to show myself. I wouldn't go to swimming carnivals, wouldn't go things. So anyway, it was the biggest thing that has plagued me as a young kid and teenager. And then after a couple of little attempts at home to try to do stuff, you know, get a treadmill, I'd run on the treadmill for like 20 minutes and then stop, or had a few weights in the bedroom and I'd do a couple of days or do some weights exercises, probably all wrong and whatever. I tried those things, never stuck to it, and just, you know, it got too hard or I didn't have motivation, whatever it was. It was only when I was about 16 and a half, my mum decided to sign up at the local Fitness First, and she encouraged me to go down with her. And I was scared out of my brains to go to a gym because, you know, gyms are super intimidating. You have no idea what goes on in there. You think it's
especially
a jungle.
Fitness First.
Yeah, I mean, look, they can be some worse than others. But I remember going the first day, she's like, just come check it out. I put on like jeans and a jacket the first time I went. And that was because I wanted to make sure like she wouldn't make me work out. Like if I wear this, she won't make me do exercise, right? That was smart man, right? So I went there the first time, just looked at it, and she goes, do you want to sign up? Like, you know, we'll do this. And then she said, I'll get you a personal trainer to start with. And, they, and the salesperson's like, you have a trainer? He'll show you what to do. I started with this trainer called Peter, and Peter did a couple of sessions with me at first and just sort of got me used to it, showed me a few of the machines. Here's a basic program. And it was enough to just get me over that little hurdle. And I did a few more. I did probably a couple of months with him after that, which again, mum, he gave me a bit of a deal being a student, and mum paid for it. And I'm just eternally grateful to this day that my mum, you know, made that investment in me and that, because it got me started. And eventually I got that sort of internal drive and got hooked once I got over that initial hump. And I started going sort of 5-6 days a week, go after school. And I think it was probably about 4 or 5 months in, I started feeling like the actual difference. I remember someone at school actually, still remember this day, someone at school was the first person to make a comment about that I've lost weight, like compliment me. He's like, you look like you've lost a bit of weight. And like, you know, the opposite of that year 2 guy saying I had a keg, it was like the flip side of that. It just raised me up, and my shoulders went back, chest went up, and it just felt so good. And that was really the start of that journey. And probably over the course of that sort of year and a half, 2 years, I lost nearly 15 kilos.
Wow.
Through high school and just got into an amazing routine with my training. I started reading like about nutrition and workouts and doing my own programs, started meal prepping at home at like 17, just like wanting to learn what to eat and just and stopped eating what I was eating at home instead of eating my own food because I was like, I want to take control of this. And it became just something so empowering to me because it just showed me like this thing had held me back for like 10 years of my life. I was like, I hate this. And I finally was like, I can do something about it. And so I lost a bunch of weight and I actually got a little bit obsessed with it probably at the end of sort of year 12 and into my first years outside of school. But we won't dwell on that too much. We'll be here all day. But long story short, that's what got me in the fitness industry because after I went through that, the only thing I cared about at that point in life was like learning more. I wanted to keep studying fitness and nutrition and the idea of helping others like the way Peter helped me. Just it was just like, what an amazing thing to do when I can get paid to do this and just share it with people. And so I finished year 12 and I actually convinced my mum, again, mum's a legend clearly, she funded a Cert 3 and Cert 4 in fitness for me and said, look, if you put your head down, you really want to do this, so I'll pay for it. And so straight after school, Cert 4 in fitness, I actually went to uni as well and did exercise science at uni. And end up doing 2 years of exercise science. And then I actually dropped out of exercise science because I realized I didn't really need a degree to be a good trainer. And so that's how I got my initial degrees. I got my first job at Good Life Health Clubs at Menai, where I am, and was working as a contracted trainer, paying the gym some rent. And then you go and run your own little business, which had its ups and downs, a story for another time, probably. I went from that, my own studio, I was around. And that was about 6.5 years ago. I opened the first studio and now we have two of them. But it all stems from overcoming it myself and what it did for me in my life, in not just the physical side of it, but the mental side of it, the self-esteem, the sense of empowerment I got from actually realizing that, you know, if you want to change something, you actually can, which was the biggest lesson that, you know, for whatever reason I hadn't learned yet in my life. I'm sure everyone learns those things at different stages. It took me till 16 half 17 and to lose some, but it's one that has stuck with me ever since.
Yeah, awesome. So your two studios that you run, can you tell us about those? So the Body Shapers and the Day One Training and Transformation?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so both. So I started Body Shapers 6.5 years ago, and that is a women's only group training kind of studio. And that decision, as everyone always asks, why would you do it like women's only? That decision was mainly because I had a business mentor at the time, and the business mentor said it's important to have a niche. He said, be a little more specific. And probably 75-80% of my clients were females already. So it just made sense. Like, you know what? Let's do a women's only studio and create that kind of vibe. And I think it would have done just fine being males and females, but that's just what I decided to do. And so head down and did it. So 6.5 years ago, we started Body Shapers. I'm a one-man show. I'm running every workout. I'm doing the marketing. I'm trying to sign people up. I'm vacuuming the floors. I'm cleaning the bathrooms. I'm doing the website, everything. And I did it off the skin of my teeth financially. As you do. I was 20 years old at the time when I opened this. Wow. And did not have a lot of money. I'd started doing semi well as a PT. Like I was making pretty good, like honestly, I was making pretty good money for a 20-year-old. Plenty of PTs still making more money, but at 20 years old to be making like, you know, 1500, 2k a week was pretty unreal. So I had some money coming in, but obviously opening a studio comes a lot of expenses and a lot of extra things. So I opened the studio, fly by the skin of my teeth, still had a mentor help me out and, yeah, basically start growing that. And the model we've kept is group training, again, with women. So we do it sort of 12 to 16 people in a session. It's a little bit higher priced than if you go to Fitness First, of course, for the margins. And then I have trainers that run the session, run the workouts. We do a lot of accountability. We do nutrition. We do challenges. We really try to help people overall, it's not just coming for a workout, see you later. And that's still going to this day. I've got three amazing trainers that run that for me. And I don't really do too much in terms of delivery. I just kind of oversee and make sure things are working well because I've really got some great trainers now. And then last year in November, I opened up the second girls and females gym, hence why they're two different names. Otherwise, it was open the same name, obviously. But I decided to branch out a bit, do males and females, a little bit different kind of vibe. It's a little bit of a younger demographic. Still group training, but it's a little more kind of harder strength and conditioning type stuff, males and females. And yeah, I opened that in November. Didn't anticipate we'd be locked down ever 7 months after opening it, but such is life. And so we're just doing what we can at the moment. But that's the second studio. And so I spent a little bit more time at the new one, just trying to get that pumping, of course, and getting all the team up to scratch in the community. So
how are you handling lockdown? Are you doing online programs for your members?
Let's take a quick break. Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, we're doing a couple of different things. One is the simple online live workouts with trainers, which I've got. I had six trainers between the two gyms. Like, I may as well keep them employed running sessions online, which has it as its ups and downs. And we have a fair few members doing it, but some people it doesn't suit them for whatever reason. We also rent out some of our equipment to people, and then they can pay to rent the equipment, and we write them programs to do at home. So some people took a barbell and some plates and stuff. We write them a program. You know, 3 days a week of strength training they can do at home, which, you know, for some people that works really well. They can do it whenever they want if they've got the space. And we're actually recently just about to start like a little outdoor kind of open gym setup, where basically just out the front of the gym, we're going to set up a bunch of mats. People come down, there's a workout of the day written up, they pull some equipment out, smash through their workout, and they can do it in twos with the restrictions. So two people at a time do that. So we're just about to start that. Touch wood, the restrictions haven't changed as of recording this. Because they're changing very regularly, and there's lots of cases in New South Wales again as of recording. So, but that's the plan at the moment. So we're not dying, we're not bleeding cash right now, but it's certainly difficult to. It's a little bit difficult to grow the business, and this is not to be like negative and be like a complaining about. It's just the reality of the situation is it is harder to sell people into fitness with such limited options because training at home, albeit a reasonably good alternative, is not quite as enticing as coming to our studio and the vibe and the equipment and, you know, you've got this separate place. We've only got so much equipment we can rent out. We rented out most of it. So it's a tough time to really grow. I've been spending a little bit of time still, you know, getting clients and things, but it's just a tricky one to really put your foot down and stuff. So I think any fitness business out there during lockdown, even if you are just maintaining, keeping your current members happy, showing up for them, just keeping them engaged, even if you're talking about mental health and nutrition at home, anything like that, you know, even that's going to keep people in your world and reminding them that you're valuable and you're that authority to help them with all things health. You know, that's a really good place to start. So yeah, doing what we can.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so just going back to your personal story of how you got started in fitness as a teenager and things like that. So you have a teenage boys program that you run out of your Body Shapers studio. Can you tell us a little bit about that program that you run?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I started this actually in conjunction with my best friend, Jake, who's also a trainer. He had his own studio at the time as well. And honestly, it was more of a passion project at first. We had a couple of guys that were just like brothers of friends or whatever, and they just want to start training, or we're just telling them how to train and stuff. And like, look, there's a lot of kids who want to learn how to get into fitness for whatever reason. And he got into the gym at a similar age to me, at about sort of 16, 17. And we can remember going back having no idea what we're doing, even though I had a trainer to help me out. You're still, when you're on your own, you don't know if you're doing it right, wrong, how many reps, how many sets. Some of the stuff I did was just laughable now, thinking about it. So we sort of went, look, kids need to learn how to train properly. We want to help them. It's going to be fun. It's not going to feel like work, really, when you're hanging out with a bunch of 15, 16-year-old kids and having some fun and cranking some Drake or something over the speakers, and they're just learning how to bench press and deadlift. It's like it was always going to be something fun and passionate that we did. So we actually launched that, I think, back in 2018, maybe 2019, a couple of years ago. And it blew up quite quickly, like compared to the amount of marketing we have to do, it was minimal. Like, we put the word out there locally. We have, social media followings or whatever, but even just like local Facebook groups. And we did like a tiny advertisement or two, just a super basic thing, and just said, hey, you got a teenage son that, you want to get him into fitness or he wants to get into fitness. That's kind of the two motivations, right? There's the kid who's watching Instagram videos and wants to go train like the guy they see on Instagram. And then there's some that maybe not that interested, but their parents know, you know, they need a bit less time on the PlayStation and should probably go and do something. And they want to start them young. So that's kind of the marketing was like, hey, either they want to do it or you want them to do it. And then we talk to the parents, find out, where their kid's at, what they think the kid might like, and da da da, come on down. And yeah, it grew very easily. Let's put it that way. We only run it 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 4 p.m. after school. And we had more kids than we needed pretty quick, to be honest. But I can tell you, training kids is not to turn anyone off too much. Training kids is actually a lot more difficult than adults because they get very distracted and they don't always listen, and they want to do their own things. So we couldn't actually take on too many kids at once because it was just difficult to actually deliver and keep them under control. So once we got to probably 12 to 14 kids in a group, it was like, all right, we need to, yeah, the ratio here is not good enough when it's just two of us. So I eventually brought a trainer on to help with that as well. We've done that for a couple of years, and it's been a very easy program to maintain. It's one of those things that if the kids like it, they like it. And then they come with their friends, becomes a thing they all do together, and some healthy competition. We kept like a little whiteboard of all their lifts. So it's like, you know, Jimmy, squat, bench, deadlift, just kind of the basic lifts, right? And then each day they kind of like Monday squat day, Wednesday bench, Friday deadlift. And we try and encourage them to hit little PBs, you know, week after week, which when you're starting training, that's kind of the simplest way to do it. Try to increase your weight pretty consistently. And as a kid, you know, it kept them pretty, you know, engaged. It's like, oh, I want to see myself obviously improve. You know, I'm actually seeing some results. So that was like simple things like that, delivery wise, really helped. And yeah, it's been fun. It's definitely like at times test your patience. We'll teach us to do it, but yeah, it's been a fun little passion project, and definitely something if you want to work with that demographic, there is a need for it. There's a huge need for it because kids need to get out there. They're spending more time sitting on screens at home. I think that the world as a whole is much more fitness and health conscious. So parents are super aware. Like more parents are training because they're training. They think, huh, it'd be great if my kid trained, right? So there's a big demand for it. And yeah, if you've got the patience for it, I think it's a great little thing you can bolt on to an existing business and help more kids.
Yeah, awesome. So you sort of touched briefly on how you started the kids program. So for any trainers out there who are thinking that they would like to work with kids, how's the way that they can actually get in front of their market? So you said you are hitting both kids and their parents, or is there a strategy that you would recommend that they could use to get the name out there about their program?
Yeah, for sure. I think you want to talk to the parents because they have the buying power sort of thing. So anyway, where you can get in front of the parents and promote the opportunity, and then think about the demographic, who's going to have kids at that age. I think when we ran an ad, we ran it to like 35 to maybe 50 or 55 sort of age. But I think in that, because I think the average age to have a kid is like 29 or something. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for teenage, then, you know, if they have a kid at 29, they're sort of 45, the kid's probably a teenager. So, you know, 35, 55, they're sort of smack bang in the middle, and then there's some younger, some older. But yeah, in terms of getting yourself out there, find like any marketing, find a way to get in front of the people that you want to talk to, which I believe is the parents, and then make an appealing message that you go sell it. Help that. Look, if you want to go really deep into how to sell it, it's really talking to the values of the parents, and you need to make them see this as a way to show that they value their kids' health, and that if they didn't look into this, not you don't say this directly, but you almost want to make them feel like they're bad parents if they don't look after their kids' health, right? And we're definitely not going to say it like that. But you want to kind of make them feel like, you want to make the message all about, you know, this is an opportunity to do something for your kids, which obviously pulls at the heartstrings of any parent, but it's true. Like, I'm so fucking grateful my mom took me to the gym and paid for a trainer. And if this was around when I was young and she just said, go to this gym and you can go train with other boys your age and you guys can learn how to lift, that probably would have been less scary than going to a gym on my own. I would have loved it. I got to meet friends, train together, meet some cool coaches who were like, I was like 23 or 24 when I started it. Like, I was one of the boys still. We were having fun. I would have loved it. So anyway, if you want to come back and market it, like any marketing, find the people, figure out how you're going to, the message, like what's the hook of this? Why would someone want to do it? And then make it, our opening offer was try it out for the school holidays for free for 2 weeks. And if you like it, you can join next term. So again, any marketing, make a compelling offer to people that is better than just, hey, do you want to come pay? It's this much. So we said, hey, we're just launching this program. We're starting it next term, but this next 2 weeks in the school holidays, we're doing like a test run. And we want about 15 kids to come down and try it out. And it's perfect for you if you feel like the kids, you know, again, too much time on the PlayStation, want to get them up. You know, you want to help with their self. You want them to do something for themselves, learn some new skills. Like, you know, come with a couple of key reasons people want to do it and make them a good offer, and then follow up like any good marketing should do. And you could do that with paid advertising. You could go to Facebook groups like I did, because if you've got a local Facebook group, guess what? There's probably 30,000 mums in there, and it's free to put a post in there. If you've got your own social media, don't underestimate your own social media. You might not think you have that many people, but you never know. You might chuck it up. The right person might share it, and there's three clients, five clients, right? I mean, shit, if you wanted to really get it going and you wanted to go all in, you could message 100 people a day off your Facebook and just say, hey, don't know if this is for you, but do you know anyone who might have a son between the age of 13 or a kid, I mean, sons, like kid between 13 to 17 who might be interested in some fitness and some exercise? I'm actually starting this fresh program. I'm looking for 15 kids. If you know anyone, that would be amazing. Hope you're well. Like, you could just do that to 100 people a day for a week. And again, they'll either will pass you on, or maybe they're a mum and they'll go, I don't know anyone, but actually that sounds amazing for my kid. Tell me more.
Yeah, that's awesome. Anything so, organic that we can use, especially now.
You could roll up your sleeve and figure out a way like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's always a way. Marketing always works. There's always a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you have any kids that come along that have, say, been dragged there by their parents and don't want to be there?
Couple of kids. Yeah, a couple of kids started like that and the parents were really just like, give it a go. And I don't have this on a spreadsheet written out, but I off the top of my head, I feel like it was sort of 50-50 whether they'd stick it out. So you got some kids that the parents really just were just optimistic. They were like, look, I hope he takes to it. He doesn't really want to, but we really want to bring him down. And if the kid's not ready for it, the kid's not ready for it, right? And so we tried and we'd be super friendly. We'd have fun. We'd let them know this isn't school. This isn't like something you're going to have to do. Like, this is a fun place, feel good when you exercise. And I would even tell them, I would tell them my story sometimes, right? Like, I would just say to them, like, hey man, when I went to a gym, I freaking hated it. I stayed on my mind. But because of that, I actually felt like the best I've ever felt, because if I could, amazing. If not, so be it. But there were definitely some that came very reluctantly and they were a little bit shy at first. But once again, they realized, okay, this isn't school. This isn't some boring thing I've got to sit through and listen. It's this pretty welcoming environment. And like, what we do often is we play a lot of games as well around it. So we might start when they get there with a little game, then we do some proper training. And then we started finishing with a little game at the end. Might've been we've done actually our favorite game of all time. And it depends on the size of your gym. We used to do volleyball. So we'd get some freestanding squat racks. We put two bars across them. And then the kids would play volleyball over the top of them. And that was one of their favorite games to play at the end of a session. Sometimes we set up little indoor soccer, or we just do like a catching game or just something. So we try to think of it like a bit of a game sandwich, right? Or a training sandwich, we're going to call it. Like, make it fun at the start, make it fun at the end. So they start fun, they end on a high. And in the middle, we get through the meat and potatoes. And not that the training, but it's just the attention span. You know, you try to make them do an hour of just training. After about 40 minutes, they were like, all right, I've had a good chunk of this. So we tried to come up with as many ways as we could to make it fun. And some of the kids who were reluctant were like, oh, this is actually pretty fun. This isn't just like the things mum normally makes me do suck, but this one's actually all right.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I would love to come in and play. I want to do volleyball over the squat racks.
We have broken, I think, two or three lights from volleyball though. Because kids get very carried away and it's always a funny little thing. But yeah, someone will whack the ball too high and thingo. But look, did some kids probably want to come for the games more than the training? Maybe, but as long as they're still training, like, it's like slipping the bloody veggies in their spaghetti bolognese without them knowing, right? It's like, exactly. they're doing it for the game, but they're coming and they're training and they're learning how to lift correctly. So if they wanted to eventually go to a gym on their own when they're older, they know what to do. But yeah, we adapted that over time. And it once we got a core group of kids, it was a lot easier. Like, the first few sessions are just super challenging because they don't know what they're doing, they're shy, or they think they can run amok, one or the other. Although some kids start good and then they think they can run amok, but it was a lot of fun. It never felt like work.
Yeah.
And the parents are super grateful. I have kids who've been with it for 3 years and they've paid term after term after term and they love it.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, thanks, David. I really appreciate your time today. We know that you're a busy man in lockdown, still got a lot going on. So I'd just like to say thank you and hopefully we can have you back again soon.
Anytime. Love sharing. Thanks so much.
Thanks, David. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening. If you liked this show, share it with your friends, subscribe on iTunes, and leave us a 5-star review. For show notes and free training on how to grow your fitness business, visit www.fitnesseducationonline.com.au.
Hey, Are you a fitness professional looking to provide your clients with personalized meal plans? Well, check out Mealsy, the ultimate solution for creating custom meal plans in just a few simple clicks. With Mealsy, you can say goodbye to countless hours spent on meal planning. Our Australian meal planning web app is designed to save you time and effort, so you can focus on what really matters, your clients and their success. Mealsy provides you with a vast library of recipes, all created by nutrition professionals, from breakfast to dinner and everything in between. We've got you covered. Whether you want to create a custom meal plan tailored to your clients' needs or choose from our selection of ready-made meal plans, Mealsy has the flexibility to accommodate your preferences. So why waste precious time and energy creating meal plans from scratch? Let Mealsy do the heavy lifting for you, while you focus on delivering exceptional fitness services. Join the community of fitness professionals who have revolutionized their business with Mealsy. Visit our website at www.mealsy.com and sign up today. Mealsy, the smarter way to meal plan for fitness professionals.